We are up to Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Ose Odom Tzrochav Bepas. You are allowed to use bread and other food, certainly, for the sake of something you need. So the first rule is, it is not considered a bezoyin for food, with the condition that it is for the sake of something you need, and it is a normal thing to do. Another condition is, v'hani milidilo memayispe. That's also only if it will not become mutilated, it will not become disgusting. Lo, whereas you cannot go ahead and use something in a way, use a food in a way that it's gonna end up getting mutilated, even though that's a normal use. Hilkach, consequently, ein manichim olav basar chai. You don't put raw meat on bread; it's gonna get spoiled, it's gonna get ruined. You're gonna get the blood coming out. Vein maviran olav kos mole. You don't go and pass a full cup over bread because it may spill. Then somchin bohakara, and you don't put it under a serving dish to hold it up. Imhi malaya davar shmiyipal apasimas. If it's got food in it that would ruin the bread. They note my yadayim biyayin. You can't use wine for netilas yadayim. Bein chay uvein mazug. Afilu netila shein etzarech achila. This is even something that's not a netila for the sake of eating. You don't throw bread because of bizoyin ochlin. You also shouldn't throw any food that gets ruined by way of being thrown. There's no iser in throwing nuts, in throwing pomegranates or quinces, because they are tough and they will not become mos if they fall. Now, you're not allowed to... Yeah, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says for refuah, all of this is mutter. Now, it is usur to step on food, and if you see food on the floor, you should make sure to pick it up. There's an opinion in the Gemara that you're not supposed to serve an animal food that is fit for human consumption. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if that's all you have, you can use it. Also, it is usur to go and cause that food should become isurei hanah.